Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I've never even seen James Cameron's 2009 blockbuster masterpiece, Avatar, nor do I intend to watch it. No, I'm just a Christian who, like many, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. I'll preface this episode with a trigger warning. I'm feeling sassy today. Been sick for a while, so bear with me. My children attended an all-day event the other day, and I know what you're thinking. Children? Yes, someone chose to procreate with me. Anyways, at this event, one of the speakers talked about their field of expertise, physical education. I'll admit, I'm not the most physically active person. I'm a huge fan of sitting down. But despite my lack of thorough understanding regarding the pastime that is exercise, I find myself disagreeing with the premise of something this presenter asked my young kids. What is better for treating mental illness? Physical exercise or medication? The answer they were looking for, of course, was exercise. Now, I got problems with this out the wazoo. Where do I start? Well, first, I'm not entirely surprised. If there had been a presenter there who bakes donuts for a living, it's entirely possible that they would be of the opinion that donuts were a better option for treating mental illness than medication. And honestly, if they had said that, I wouldn't be complaining right now. But this presenter's life revolves around physical education and activity. They've seen the positive benefits that exercise can have on a young person's mental well-being. Assuming best intentions, they meant no harm. But when they're talking about mental illness, are they talking about your garden variety anxiety or low mood that all human beings are prone to experiencing? Or are they saying this is the best way to treat everything? I'm very fortunate. While I live with a chronic mental illness that makes a regular habit of trying to kill me, for the most part, it's not debilitating. Since starting Bless This Brain, however, I've met many individuals who are not so fortunate. Individuals whose bipolar symptoms have ravaged their lives and their ability to function within the rules of a society built around mental well-being. I know people living with schizophrenia, constantly hearing voices, and living in a near-permanent state of delusion and paranoia. But, good news is, they just need to go for a jog, maybe lift some weights, or Zumba. I could keep going with this thread of thought, but I'm venturing into new territories of sarcasm that don't reflect well on my baptism identity. As I said, sassy. Here's my real problem. Our culture increasingly takes every issue and turns it into two exclusive options pitted against one another. Two choices. One good, one bad. That's it. Pick one. But mental illness and the approaches to relieving the suffering that accompany it are complex and nuanced. Exercise is good, and in general, is shown to improve symptoms of mental illness. Exercise by itself is likely to be relatively insufficient against a number of different diagnoses. Exercise by itself doesn't undo complex trauma that may require a variety of different treatment options, including therapy or EMDR, and possibly medication. Exercise is good, and I do partake of it myself sometimes. It's helped my symptoms. It's a God-given gift. Something else that's helped a ton for me has been medication. Is one better than the other? Quite possibly, each are respectively better for some people than others, depending on the person's needs and the source of their mental health challenge. But pitting them against one another is, lean in, I don't want to say this too loud, stupid. The risk when we take this careless binary approach is that someone, in this case perhaps children, who grow up to suffer from severe symptoms as the result of a mental illness, may always believe that they can quite literally just outrun it. Don't rob them from feeling that when needed, they can avail themselves to additional means of finding healing. Yes, even in a little white pill. In the world of things people say about mental illness, I'm reminded of Jesus' warning in Matthew 23:4, referring to the Pharisees. They tie up heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger. And while not directly applicable, and with no intention of misusing God's words, I'll say the logic remains and should be heeded by us all. Don't say things that result in the potential for unbearable burdening, burdens that you couldn't carry yourself. Instead, may we be known for our mercy and understanding. And understand this, you can't outrun every mental illness. Lord, for our good and for your glory, bless this brain. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, consider following, rating, and reviewing wherever you listen. That'll help people find the podcast. And if you're interested in the services that we offer at Bless This Brain, everything from mental health first aid trainings for churches to remote and in-person peer support groups and much, much more, just visit blessthisbrain.com. Until next time.